The big storm that came through during the mid part of the week continues to move away, as it is now lifting well into the Canadian Maritimes, and that puts us on the backside of the storm, which is allowing winter chill to come back into the Northeast. Our temperatures are going to be at or below seasonable levels as we go through the next few days, and we're still going to have that wind, at least for the next few hours. It's not as windy as it was yesterday, but it is still gusting at times today up over 20 miles per hour, and that adds a pretty chilly bite to this cold air mass. We're also seeing some snow fly in parts of our area. Through the night last night into today, we've had areas of snow, and occasionally that snow has been heavy, and heavy enough to cover the ground and result in slippery spots, and that threat will continue as we move into tonight, as lake effect snow continues to our west, but from time to time some of these snow showers do break off and come on through, and with this pretty chilly air mass in place, it doesn't take much snow to cover the roads and cause slippery travel conditions. Another little weak low has formed to our south and actually brought some snow to portions of the Delmarva Peninsula into New Jersey earlier today. That low, though, will scoot south of Long Island and bring snow only to the fish as the storm remains offshore. But it gives you the idea that we're going to see these little clipper-type systems roll through every couple of days as our weather pattern doesn't favor big storms over the next 5 days, but will favor the potential for little weak systems to come on through. By tomorrow, a bit of a disturbance will come into the North Country, and that may bring a period of snow, especially later tomorrow into tomorrow night. On Sunday, another disturbance comes at us from the west. This one will generate a secondary storm along the coast, and that may bring us a little period of light snow on Sunday. It looks like that storm is not going to be especially strong, and it should form far enough to the southeast out to sea that it's not going to bring a lot of snow to our area, but there's certainly the potential for at least a couple of fluffy inches of snow as we wrap up this first weekend of February. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of snow showers, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers or light snow, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers and areas of lake effect snow, low in the single digits to around 10. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers or light snow, high 18 to 24. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 25 to 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 8 to 14. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow, high in the 20s and low 30s. And on Monday, a blend of sun and clouds, with areas of lake effect snow, especially in western areas, breezy, high in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.